Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. We're at McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington. That's live audio of Jack Fritz's car.
But is he singing along, though? Because you got to, like, when you're playing Tupac like that,
yeah,
you got to turn it up loud. You got to roll the windows down. And you have to make the people that are riding beside you feel real awkward. And you got to say all the cuss words.
How would you feel if you pull up to a light and you see Jack just blaring
playing
this?
Tupac. I'm going to look at him sideways, and I'm going to make sure he be doing himself edits. So I'm going to be watching to see what he be saying when he listens to Tupac. Hey, watch yourself, Jack. Be like, watch yourself.
Well, Jack's getting ready. Fritz first the camera. The baseball challenge going on in about a half hour. Plymouth White Marsh High School, right around the corner from where we are at McGurk's in Fort Washington. This segment, normally Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers.
He on vacation, ain't he?
Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Yes, he is. No Elliott today. He's in Wales.
He's in Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he went over there and bought some clothes.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah. He went there. I guarantee you he comes back with a couple kits. Jerseys. Well,
kits,
they call them kits.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple jerseys, probably some fly-ass jacket, and some shoes.
Well, we got Wimbledon on right now. Wouldn't Elliott fit right in with the Wimbledon crowd? I could see him in the crowd, like glasses on. It seems like his type of event.
I could actually see that.
You know?
You think so?
Sipping on a, I don't know what they drink there, spritzes.
Yeah, who the hell knows?
Something
know.
Like that.
I don't know what they do.
Yeah. But
wine.
I don't think I'm classy enough to ever get involved.
I started drinking wine, man. I kind of like it. I haven't had a bottle.
You're a winesman?
Well, yeah, a little bit. But see, I drink my wine like I drink Kool-Aid. You know, so I don't, you know.
Cause so
I
you like drink it fast.
Oh, yeah.
So a bottle for you is nothing.
I'm almost at the point where I don't even need the wine glass. I just pop the cork and just take it straight to the head.
There you go.
Like
a 40. That's a big dog move right there. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot about the Phillies today as they lose. If you're just waking up, you missed the end of that game last night. Phillies lose on a walk-off inside the park home run, given up by Jordan Romano. Brandon Marsh does not play the ball well out in center field, but a lot of the same issues. You look at this team not being able to score early. Kyle Schwarber does get them ahead with a two-run homer in the seventh inning, but they can't hold on. Jordan Romano goes out for a four-out save, which is, I mean, hey, not something that you would expect, but you don't have a ton of options right now. And you look at what Rob Thompson had at the end of that game. Orion Kerkering, unavailable. It was either send Romano back out for a second inning, go to Seth Johnson, who's got very little experience, or go to Joe Ross, who hasn't been very good this year. I think he did really all he could do. I think he's dealing with a bad ham right now. And the question we're asking, who are you most frustrated with? Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players? I'm most frustrated with Dave Dombrowski. I feel like this bullpen, the lack of depth has been a massive issue time and time again. Hugh, you think the players, though,
the
correct?
Players, man. You got to step your game up, man. I mean, you know, you're getting paid a lot of money, man, and you know, I'm not saying that they're not prideful. I'm pretty sure they have a lot of pride. You just have to figure out a way to get it done, man. Gave an example of you know, my first year here. We had our offensive struggles, but never quit. Never quit. Tried to win every game, and we controlled the part of the game that we control. You know, the offensive side of the ball, they were struggling a little bit, but defensively, we went out there and we tried not to give up. We tried to put them in the best possible position that they could be in.
Yeah.
So you got to do your job, man. You got to do your job.
But this is the thing. When I look at it with Romano, I just don't think he has the ability to do the job. I mean, you look at him now. He's pitching 36 games this year, 32.2 innings. He's got a 7.44 ERA. And, like, I think after the first few weeks with Romano, you looked at it and you thought, okay, well, you know, he struggled early in the season. It's a long year. Maybe he can turn this thing around. The longer it goes, I just don't think this is going to change. This is what he is. And I look at Dombrowski. This was an awful signing. Like, this was a guy who you signed and you were reliant upon to play a big role. You let Jeff Hoffman go because basically you thought Romano could fill this role. You traded Sir Anthony Dominguez, who wasn't having a good season last year, but you traded him at the deadline. You never really replaced him. And that's why I look at it, man. I don't know how Dave Dombrowski can get a pass for this.
I look at it like this, and I think Kyle alluded to this, or he was saying it, and he said it in a nice way. Is that when you look at,
as always,
when you look at the situation that he was in and the batters that he was about to face, you feel like, given the circumstances and the people he was going against, that that's a manageable situation. He didn't manage it. I mean, because that's kind of how I look at it. When we were talking about it this morning and it was presented to me, that's kind of what it sounds like. It's not like you're hitting at the top of the order. You weren't hitting in the meat of the order. Well, he wasn't throwing to the meat of the order. So it was one of those situations where he should have been able to manage the moment, and he didn't. So that's on, to me, that's on him. That's on him in this situation.
Fair enough. 215-592-9494. Now, still, I think we're still waiting the arrival of Joe DeCamera.
This is psychological.
At Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Yeah, psychological.
So hopefully we'll get a sit-down interview with him. We'll see. If not, at some point before this thing begins, we will check in with Buzz on the scene. So stay tuned for that as well. And your final picks for Fritz vs. DeCamera, get him in this segment. This thing's slated to start at noon. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, what's going on, Hugh, Kyle, and TK?
What up, man?
Man, it is so nice to hear you on, man.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Y'all, when I call friends, and again, Kyle, I don't hold anything against you or Fran. Both of y'all bring unique dynamics. It's like I'm in the perfect world today of where I'm combining two of my favorite things, the Midday Show and TK Show. I'm talking to you, TK, with you at 11:36 in the morning. Like, this is awesome. I talk to you at night. So for anybody going out to Plymouth White Marsh, and this might be why Joe is late, there's a bad accident near Exit 7 that I got stuck in because I'm coming from Newcastle up here. So, Hugh, I'll pass where you are in Claymont. It's all clear until you hit the 476 merger. There's like three fire trucks, and after you get past that, it's smooth sailing. So
okay, well,
hopefully
everything's all right. We'll see if maybe that's affecting the hammer and his commute to Plymouth White Marsh. But hopefully Joe gets there on time today.
Yes.
What's your prediction for it, Tyler? Who do you think's winning this thing?
Since I'm going to be there, I was going to kind of be objective. And if I call back with my thoughts, like, what happened? In my heart of hearts, I want to say that Jack still got it in the tank, but I got to show some love for Joe. Like, get the hammer, man. Like, he comes in all uniform, and he's embraced this, like, underdog role of even though he's older, he can still do it. So I think it's going to be close. It might go to pitch 8 or, you know, at that 8, 9, 10. But I do think Joe gets it done. I mean, it's such a psychological game other than just being there. And I think the more people that are there for Joe, it's going to get in Jack's head. I really, really do. Now, on the Phillies, TK, because you hit on a lot of the points that I said. I'm sitting there with my dad late last night watching the game. I didn't feel anger. I felt shocked because the Phillies had every opportunity to win that game, and they should have won that game. And I know, Hugh, you had said to your point about what is going on with the players, that the players are out there to go and play the game and get the job done. But when you got Daniel Robert coming in a high leverage spot in the eighth inning to try to prevent damage, and then you have to bring Romano in, like, this is a huge case in point situation where at this trade deadline, Gabe Dombrowski has to go out and he's got to get a bullpen piece or two that's going to instill fear in the other batter.
Well, yeah, Tyler, and I hear you, man, and appreciate the call, Tyler. Thanks. And yeah,
fear. I'm about you. How about somebody just to get the job done?
Well, yeah. I mean, you need somebody. You know how about somebody who does both? How about somebody get the job done and instill fear?
Want to. I mean, and a lot of times I feel like this. Not that we're here. The Phillies, when they make moves, because they do have an extremely high payroll. They're looking for guys that want it. You know, when I think about it now, you want guys that are hungry. And that's what Otto Kemp is, in a nutshell. It's a guy who, you know, is a little bit older, that got an opportunity, and he's taking full advantage of it. You know, again, I said, and I use the word suburban energy, a lot of these guys are real comfortable. I don't know how many adverse situations that they've been in. And you can kind of tell that as the game progresses.
So Hugh, I'll just ask you, do you think this is a team that mentally isn't as strong as we think they need to be?
I think they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. I think that they're talented enough. They've paid the money to be in the position that they're in. And I think it's telling that, you know, when you look in the offseason and the moves that they tried to make, Alec Bohn, that they didn't make and they just ran it back. They're here for a reason. They just need to get past it mentally, in my opinion. Because you're getting some phenomenal pitching, historic pitching. If this offense gets going just a little bit, then I think that at the end of the year, we'll be talking about like, wow, you know, that they really turned it on at the right time.
And I hope that's the case. I just don't think they have the players. I don't think they have the players to do it. I think you look at last year, it's essentially the same team, and we've seen essentially the same results. Let's go to Eric in Unionville. What's up, Eric? Eric.
Hey, guys.
What's
up,
Eric?
I took you off speaker. Hey, guys. I'm sitting here in the parking lot. This is awesome, man. There's tons of dudes here.
Oh, wow.
The traffic's actually not that bad, what that guy was saying. Once you get off the turnpike, stay to the left, and come zooming on in here, man. I'm really excited to go check this out, and it's really cool.
Is it a large crowd, Eric, would you say?
He kind of spent the moment.
Man.
The moment.
We lost
he was just.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, you got that.
I'm here. Sorry. It's pretty crazy here. Sorry.
Is it a big crowd, Eric?
Yeah, man. People are piling in. The traffic didn't seem to be too bad. You know, I know that guy said there was something, but people got chairs and Eagles and Philly stuff on. It's going to be a pretty good crowd here, I think.
All right. Well, have you seen either of the participants yet down there?
No, I'm in the parking lot. In the air conditioning for as long as I can, about to walk in here and start yelling at Joe, see if we can get on Team Fritz here.
Are you Team Fritz today, officially?
I think so. I'm more Team Calamity. Like, I just want content for the next week
and
a half.
Me too.
Whatever
yep.
causes that's that.
Right.
For
what did I tell you?
So, I'm with you there. Jack down 2-0 is pretty cool, but Joe and Jack tied 1-1. The next three will be awesome, too, man.
Yeah, what do you got cool. on the Phils?
Thanks for putting this on. Sure. You know, it's Dombrowski, man. You know, what's Topper supposed to do? I've been saying it for 2 years. Goes and gets Hayes and Estevez last year. It feels like it's going to be the same thing this year, man. Like, we're a closer or two away, a bat away, and we're just sitting here waiting for Miller and Painter and all these dudes. And it's like, I don't know. Let's go win one for Wheeler, man. Like, that top 11 list, all that stuff, he wasn't up there. He has a championship. He's probably a lot higher. So, I'm going to walk in here. Go, Jack.
Well,
thanks for putting this on, boys.
No, I appreciate it, man.
See you over at McGurk. Later.
Yeah. And it's going to be exciting. We're leading up to it. How do you guys think they're both handling this thing right now? Do you think they're since so much has been made of, like, the mental state, mm-hmm. I'll say, of Jack heading into this thing. He was a former athlete. What do you think Jack is feeling right now?
Anxious. I feel like the little bit of time that I've been around Jack, he feels like a guy that likes to be on schedule with a lot of different things. And, you know, we have this thing since started with noon, and it feels like Joe the camera is going to milk this thing a little bit. So that might throw Jack off his game. Jack is a guy that, like, say if you tell him, hey, it's going to start at 12:01, then it needs to start at 12:01.
These pitchers are very regimented.
Yeah, like I feel like he's that guy. Jack gets off schedule. I think that's the problem. Like, and I will say this, I like Jack. I'm going to say this first. I like Jack. But when I heard he quit college baseball, that was the first time I heard that. That's a little disturbing.
Okay. That's a red flag.
I mean,
for
especially
you?
Like as a father, when if my child's on scholarship, we all know how much school costs. We've been to school. We're TK, at one point, you're going to put your kids in school.
Uh-huh.
And there's people listening to that. If your son has a free ride to school and he brings his ass home and tells you he quit, because he couldn't cut it. That's a conversation. That's a whole conversation, and that to me is a little disturbing as a parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a little disturbing. So when I hear that, and knowing Joe DeCameron the way that I do, or I think that I do, if he throws Jack off his square, it might work out in his favor.
Yeah. Now, Kyle, I got to ask you, do we have any more props that we can get to here before this thing gets underway?
Yeah, I'll throw you a few that I cooked up here. All right, so this one's interesting. This is the only over-under I have left for you here. But the rest, I just set some numbers at odds. Over or under? You seemed skeptical of this earlier, TK. Over or under 75 miles per hour for Fritz to top out at?
Under. I don't believe that Jack is throwing in the 80s.
I don't think he needs to.
And Jack hasn't thrown competitively in 10 years. He's not throwing 80.
Why is he trying to throw gas to somebody who isn't a hitter? Like when you look at Joe DeCameron, does he scream bat speed?
No. No, probably
does he,
not.
Does he scream, I'm getting it off my shoulder and swinging for the fences?
Like, do we understand how fast 80 is? Like, that is it's really hard. They're only, I would say, less than 5% of the population is even capable of doing
so
that.
So he said he was at, like, 80 to 82, I think, is what he said.
That's a juiced gun.
So if you're going to take his word for it, then you have that. Plus, you have to consider, in the pressure situations.
T-Folk.
Well, yes, but you do tend to see an uptick.
I said that out loud.
He folds.
You do tend to see a little bit of an uptick in velocity from pitchers, you know, when they got the nerves going.
You mean when they got bungholes?
Look, Zach Wheeler, when you know he's real juiced up for a playoff
game. But they could control that, though.
I understand. But that's, like, you know, that's something that I think adrenaline adds and not just necessarily, like, is a control thing.
You know what? When you say that, you know what? Now I envision squirrely pitches. Like, because he's going to be juiced. Camera's already late. Or it feels like he's going to be late. I don't want to say late yet. Because he got a couple minutes, and I don't know if he's there. It just feels like he's going to have control issues.
Yeah.
What are over-under control issues early on?
Well, control issues. I mean, what are the odds the first pitch is a strike? I would say plus 400 that the first pitch is a strike.
Huh. Plus 400 at the first pitch is a strike. I think I would take that. I think that's where he's going to be.
The first pitch is a strike?
Jack's only going to get worse and worse as the thing goes on. I mean, think about how many pitches he might have to throw to the camera. Well, he's going to wear down.
The fatigue factor is something that I don't think has been discussed enough. I mean, because this could be a situation where let's think about this. Okay, if Joe just makes him throw a bunch of pitches, even if he's throwing it over the plate, you could average 5 pitches per at bat. I mean, once he gets to, like, 35 pitches, he's going to start wearing down. Now, let's check in with our guy on the scene. Buzz is in Plymouth White Marsh at the field right now. What's going on, Buzz?
Yeah, this is an electric atmosphere out today. Very good crowd. Just finished up talking to Joe DeCameron, talked to Jack a little bit earlier. They are both ready to go. This crowd is ready to go.
What did you sense from both of them, Buzz, confidence-wise? We heard the interview with Jack. It didn't sound all that confident to us. What did you make of him and DeCameron when you talked to him moments ago?
Yeah, I think it is definitely clear there is more pressure on Jack here today. Obviously, former Division II pitcher, obviously coming in down 1-0 and not up 1-0 the way the hammer is. He also seems a little bit more nervous. He's trying to gain some of that mental edge back that he appears to have lost in golf. The camera going in with that quiet confidence approach. He's not doing his usual arrogant hammer routine that he does during Beat the Hammer. I think it's a quietly confident Joe DeCameron coming into today.
I'm kind of curious, Buzz, what is Joe DeCameron wearing today? Because there was a bit that he had on his Phillies uniform. So could you tell the people what Joe DeCameron has on?
Yeah, he has not gone with his usual full Phillies uniform. He is wearing red baseball cleats, gym shorts, and an Eagles Techno Bowl T-shirt. So, and he does have batting gloves on as well. So he's decided to go for comfort over, you know, looking official, we'll say, but he is not wearing an official uniform. As for Jack, he's wearing his Bloomsburg baseball jersey.
He's representing.
From back in the day. He's representing untucked with some shorts. But, yeah, neither one of them have gone full uniform, full pants. It is pretty hot out here today, I will say.
Now, Buzz, what is the crowd like? I mean, how many people are we talking, and what do you get the sense if you talk to any of those people? And what side do you think is going to be the home squad today?
This is a lively crowd. I am talking down both the right and left field lines and behind home plate, like multiple rows of standing room. There are definitely, I think, a couple hundred people on hand, and they are still filing in. And they are an energetic crowd. They are already cheering. There were loud roars for both Jack and Joe as they were walking down towards the bullpens and had their first interaction here today. I get the sense this is a pretty split crowd. I think they want to see a good, fair match take place. A lot of cheers for Jack early when he arrived, but the Hammer definitely has his supporters, so I don't think it's going to be a home field advantage for either one of them.
Buzz, one last question for you. Now, do you want to give a prediction, or as the reporter, do you need to maintain your impartiality here?
No, I have to remain neutral here today. I, of course, am, you know, I'm working on behalf of the station and both Joe and Jack here for the station. I'm also in charge, or will be in charge, of the timing. Remember, Jack does get a timeout, a four-minute timeout, every three outs. So I'm going to remain neutral here today.
Are you keeping score?
I am not keeping score. That will officially be in the hands of the umpires. I had a chance to speak to the umpires a little bit ago. There is a home plate umpire. There's a first base umpire. Both Jack and Joe have met them. And, guys, I should also mention, just because I realized I forgot to say it earlier, Joe, similar to golf, where he had the golf pro out at Riverwinds, has employed a coach here today. Now, I have not been able to gain – I don't know exactly who this coach is or where he found him, but during the bullpen session, I overheard a conversation where they were discussing what his velocity will look like throughout the course of this event. So Joe, very locked in, taking it very seriously. He looks like the coach is putting an elbow guard on him right now. He's ready to go. He's not even talking to anyone. It's like a pitcher during a no-hitter.
He's getting an elbow guard applied to him?
He has. He's got his own personal trainer out here today.
Okay. Well, this should be very interesting. Buzz, hell of a job you're doing for the station today. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, there's Buzz. Buzz really is the perfect guy for this job. I got to say, pretty good on-site report there from Buzz.
Yeah, not bad, man, because it sounds – shout out to all the people that decided to come. It's a great time, man. I mean, you know, it's very humbling to you know, the reach of the station, and you know a lot of people listen. But it's really humbling when you hear and see all the people that come to the events that we have, man. And that's appreciated. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And just, I mean, sitting here doing the remote, you can kind of overhear some conversations from time to time. I just overhear a couple guys at the bar. I just heard the name Jack Fritz. So, I mean, they're out here.
Yeah, shout out to
people
all the people at the bar.
They're pregaming.
People are pregaming here.
What'd you call it?
Heaters?
Ripping heaters and drinking beers at like 10 o'clock.
Pound a couple beers. Have a lawn dart. Yep.
Pound a couple beers.
Yeah.
Pound them.
Yeah. So it should be exciting. When we get back here, we will hear from Joe DeCamera. Buzz was able to catch up with him for an exclusive interview prior to this event today. We'll get to that coming up next. Also, get in with your calls. You want to get in 215-592-9494. Talking about the Phillies today. They lose on a walk-off inside the park home run last night. Looking to salvage the final game of the three-game series later today. 3:10 first pitch right here on WIP. Pete Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show. We're live from McGurk's in Fort Washington right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.